Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they moved into a house with a storied history. His mom heard a man say, "I don't want you in my house." And that was just the first night. What happened next? Well, stick around to find out.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to our bonus episodes and everything being ad-free, you can do that. We have a premium channel on Apple Podcasts for just that. So when you subscribe there, you subscribe to the premium channel and get all of it right there. There's also patreon.com/realghoststories where you can get access over there, or ghostpodcast.com as well. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I'm just here to tell you that if I moved into a new house in the first night there, something said that to me, I'd be like, now what? I can't live in here. I just moved in. You can't move out the second day.
Be a little unsettling, you know, right away. I don't want you here. I don't want you in my house.
Yeah.
Meaning it's somebody else's house.
Either you bought it or you rented it. Either way, you came up with a bunch of money to move in and movers and all that stuff. And then it'd be like, oh, now you tell me that.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to me in a dream and say, don't move into my house?
Kinda
great.
Like,
stop this.
Kind of like reason with the ghost and like, well, maybe we can share it. No, we can't. Like, that'd be a real interesting conversation, especially if it was real an asshole. It's like, what about like what's your favorite food? Like, I'll bring that. It's like,
I can't eat. I'm dead. What the hell's wrong with you?
Like, I don't know. Like, what is there TV shows you like? I'll get the DVDs or something.
Well, I really like MacGyver. If you could just like leave MacGyver on all the time. In the living room, that'd be cool.
And I'd like, okay, MacGyver's on 24/7 in the living room. And I have guests over, like, can we watch something other than MacGyver? And it's all of a sudden, it's like,
get out of this house, I'll eat your soul.
What is that? That's the ghost. He just likes MacGyver. Just let him watch the damn MacGyver. Like, that's really weird.
Kind of like, if the ghost is watching MacGyver, at least he's leaving me alone.
Yeah, I could do that. So kind of maybe make some bargaining tactics here. Things like that, that might be worthwhile.
And bring me a fresh cat each week.
Oh my God, you didn't with a cat.
Steal its soul and eat its insides.
Okay, well, I mean, there are a lot of cats out there.
Yeah, just bring me a cat and we have no problems.
Okay, there you go.
No, with a cat.
You go through a lot of cats and MacGyver.
Oh,
and
if
that's what you have to do to stay in the house, you know, it's what you have to do to stay in the house. Let's go to that caller and hear the ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Chris from Peekskill, New York again. Thank you, Carol and Kathy, so much for sharing my story and just letting me know, you know, how you feel about what happened. I still don't know what it is to this day, but when I saw that face with the Star Wars sheets, I literally sank through the floor where I was. It was terrifying. Okay, so I have another story for you. This is a different house. This was years and years later. The last story, I was in fourth grade. This was right after high school. I was living in a house in Peekskill, New York. This is a very, you know, historical place. We didn't know until afterwards, but it was, at one point, it was the city hall. It was also a jail. It was also where we harbored weapons for the U.S. forces during the Revolutionary War. They buried weapons all over the place. Peekskill was burned to the ground as the British came and tried to fight us. So it was my mother and my sister and I, and we moved into this house. The first night we were in there, my mother, she comes running into my room, which wasn't really a room. It wasn't a huge apartment. It was a nice apartment, though. I found out that my room was actually, I always wondered what there was on the floor. And it was where they used to have the podium electricity come up through the floor, and it was shellacked over and everything. It has a lot of history. There used to be, I guess, like pews, you know, in there. So my mother comes running into my room hysterically crying. There's a man in my room. There's a man in my room. And I said, what are you talking about? She can barely speak. She was like just freaked out. So I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So I grab a baseball bat that I have in my room, you know, and we go into her room. There's nothing there. I check the closet and she's crying and she's like, she's able to eventually muster up the words to tell me that this man who was in her room said, I don't want you in my house. Like literally said it in a very deep voice. She said to me, and of course I believe her. Like my mother would never say anything like this, you know, unless it was like for real. And later on, other things started to happen. We have a dog. He's a little German Spitz. He's the cutest thing ever. His name is Tazzy James Majestic. So she would feel Tazzy jump up on the bed. She's like, oh, hi, Tazzy. Hi, Tazzy. She would go over to touch him. And Tazzy was never there, like, even though she felt him jump on the bed. So then she would feel off to the side of the bed. And then she would feel Tazzy. She'd go, oh, my God, who just, like, sat down next to me. And this kept occurring. Something would sit down in bed next to her. And I don't think she's ever had another experience with a voice, like, you know, except for that first night. But it got a lot worse from there because things started happening to me in my room. We had a swinging door that led into the kitchen from where you left out behind, like, you know, through the curtains, and you could walk around. Now you're in the living room, you walk around a little island corner, and then you're into this little kitchen. The kitchen used to be a jail cell during those times, I found out. I remember this one time, it was Halloween, and my sister and my mother were out trick-or-treating with their other half of the family. So I had to hold down the fort. So I'm sitting there in bed, and, you know, there's no trick-or-treaters at all. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating all the Reese's, and I got tired, so I went to bed. It was probably around, like, 9 o'clock or so. So I'm laying in bed, and I feel this a heavy weight on top of me. Like, I felt like I was being smothered. So eventually it got overwhelming to the point where it woke me up. And the second I opened my eyes, I saw this huge black mass of, like, I can only describe it as like a dark smoke. And it was very fleeting, but it left. And I saw which direction it went. It flew straight towards the end of the foot of my bed. And it flew right through that swinging door that led to the kitchen, which was the jail cell. And, you know, I was so freaked out by it. Like, I turned all the lights on in the house, and I just, like, I called my mom. I told her what had happened, and she believed it, obviously, because of what had been happening and what was still happening with her. And then other things started happening. I would lay there, and I'd be sleeping at night. This would be around like 2:30, 3 in the morning, and something would touch my foot, like at right where the jail cell was, or where the door swings open. Something would touch my foot. I freaked out so hard that I lifted my foot away to the point where it actually kneed me in my own chin. I kneed myself in the chin. That's how much it scared me. And then there was another time in this house where I was going to the bathroom. There was no other light on in the house, and there was just a tiny little L hallway, you know, like in the shape of an L. And so there's no other light on in the house except for the TV, okay, which is in the living room, so I could see out there. So I come out of the bathroom, and I turn the light off, and I hear Tazzy. He's right by my feet. And I hear his dog tag and everything. And so I go down, and I'm feeling my dog. I'm petting him. And as I look over towards the living room, I see him sleeping. And then I just froze, like, and freaked out, because I'm like, what did I just touch that was not my dog? Something was like, I don't know if it was like a doppelganger or something, but something was like, I can't explain. I can't explain how it felt to touch something that I was looking at the same time. It was one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me. Besides another thing that happened in this house, I was in the kitchen. I was cooking corn muffins. I just put the pan down. I took all the corn muffins out of the pan, and I turned around to the other side of the counter, and I was preparing them. And as I turned my back, I hear something slam so hard. It's like it was so loud. And I'm freaked out, so I jump up and I turn around and I see the pan still moving on the counter. Like it was just slammed there so hard. And that was very scary. But I think one of the other scariest things that's happened to me was I had just finished eating McDonald's. Okay, so I had all my stuff. You know, I came out of my room. You know, I had chicken nuggets, two McDoubles, and some fries. And I came out of my room, I had it all in the bag, and we have right next to the refrigerator, you know, our garbage can has like, it was those old school, not that old school, but now they are, a blue flip top, garbage can where you put your hand in and then it flips back up closed on its own. I'm going to put my empty bag of McDonald's, the bag into the garbage can. And as I put it in there, I can feel something grab the bag and try to pull me into the garbage can. And when I felt that kinetic energy of whatever it was pulling, trying to pull it in, I freaked out so hard that when I lifted my hand, it hit the lid. The lid flew off of the garbage can, landed up on top of the refrigerator, and then fell onto the floor. And as I backed up with my hands up, and I was just so overwhelmed with fear that I said, "What the fuck is this? Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you doing this to me?" And more things had happened in that house as well. Anyways, like I have other stories as well, things that happened like with my mother growing up as well. It all started with Ouija boards, and her other side of the family were into dark arts. It's pretty traumatizing, disturbing things that had happened to my mother growing up. But I have those stories as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing my story. Carol and Kathy, thank you guys so much. Also, Harper, Tony, just keep doing what you're doing. All right. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
That was a creepy one. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That is like the most haunted place ever. But here's the thing, like, the kitchen, I think he said the kitchen, that used to be a jail cell.
Yeah.
Like that enough. Like, I don't think they knew that moving in. But if you knew moving in that your house, you know, your city was there during revolutionary times and, you know, but then to find out your apartment building was once City Hall and there was a jail, and I don't know that I'd move in, especially with the jail part. City Hall, that doesn't seem that threatening. But knowing that your apartment had a jail cell in it, I don't know that I...
That'd be a difficult one to kind of wrap your mind around and be okay with.
Because, like, I saw this apartment community, like, it was a 100-year-old jail.
Ooh.
Big. It was almost more like a prison. It was big.
Yeah.
And they converted it into apartments, and the apartments are amazing, and they've got all these great amenities, great workout rooms. Like the swimming pool has like laps you can swim it. Like it's Olympic size. So you can swim these laps. It looks amazing. But I'm like, I don't think I could live in an old jail.
Then it also has like entities that push your head under the water just for fun.
Exactly.
See how long you can last.
You've got the jailers walking around in there. You've got the prisoners in there. And some of them are horrible people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me think. With that apartment he's in, the fact that they used it for a jail, that's just not good. There was some bad people maybe in that building.
You think? Like a jail? It's usually good people in jails. I've never seen it where it's bad folks.
But, poor Tony. You know. He jaywalked.
They're all innocent.
He's in prison for the weekend.
They're all innocent. Every single one of them. No, that's interesting. That was a very good... creepy story. I could not stay there without a doubt. All right. If you want access to our episodes with no commercials, you can just binge away episode after episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and go to our premium channel there or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.